This show is rated Podcast MA due to adult language.
Yeah, baby!
And adult situations.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For mature audiences only.
Well, I want you to set a fire so goddamn big the gods will notice us again. That's what I'm saying.
I want all of you boys to be able to look me straight in the eye one more time and say, are we having fun or what?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, liftoff. We have a liftoff.
I realize I use the word fuck a lot, and I'd apologize for that, but I don't give a shit.
Ah, the wind's just right for dick jokes.
Wrap your ear around my dick, you fat fucking gun!
And now, for the thousands in attendance, and the millions listening around the world, the moment you've all been waiting for, let's get ready to podcast! Here's your host, Jim K.
Hey, kids! How the fuck are ya? Welcome to episode 9 of the StarCast. I hope everybody's doing well after the shitty week the whole friggin' world just had. Ugh. On a personal note, please don't tell Dr. Kimball, but apparently I'm the friggin' one-armed man this week.
It was the one-armed man!
I ripped something in my elbow. It's really bad. I gotta go see an orthopedic specialist. It doesn't function anymore as a joint. It has kind of taken the job of a pain-delivering mechanism. Well, they're going to drain it, and that'll be fun. But hey, at least I get Vicodin. All right, let's take care of a little business here. I just wanted to say real quick that you, listening right now, you are the best goddamn podcast audience on the planet. You guys have put this show into the top 100 at Podcast Alley. Which is fucking awesome. Last time I checked, it was at 77. I don't know what it'll be now, but here's the challenge. Can we crack the top 50? Listen up, all you slackers that haven't voted yet. Go to StarCast.com. Drop your email in the box that says vote for the StarCast. You'll find it on the right-hand side of the page. I'll love you like a Thai boy hooker, the one you visited on your last, you know, quote-unquote business trip.
Spread your legs. I want to lick your...
I know, a personal note to Frank. I have no idea why it wouldn't let you vote. I don't know. It could be all the server problems Podcast Alley had last week. They seem to have that under control. So try again this week. Everybody, get out there. Vote.
Come on. Do it. Lay it on right here. Do it.
Don't forget, if you want to drop me a line, the email is starcast@gmail.com. Call me. Voicemail is 206-600-JIM-K. 206-600-5465. I got a shitload of voicemails this week. There's no way that I can play them all, but, you know, I'll play as many as I can. In fact, let's check in with one right now.
Hi, it's Gilroy. I finally have voted for your whiny ass. I'm just kind of curious to know what you're going to win, though. I mean, is it a new car? I mean, what? Oh, what did I want to say? Oh, yeah. When are you going to get some interviews going with people? That'd be kind of cool. You know, listen to some other blogs
All
and
right.
stuff.
Okay, it seems like... dude. Speed it along.
What else do I got?
All right, he's going to go on forever. Let's just check in with him a little bit later. And let's get the show started.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get on!
Here we go!
Hey, Jim K. I was on iTunes the other day. Thought I'd do a search on StarCast over in the podcast section. Didn't find it. I checked my spelling twice. What's up with that? Are you not on there, or am I doing something wrong? If you're not on there, you need to get on there. Seriously. Later.
Yeah. Guess who's pissed off at Apple? That would be me. I can't get listed in iTunes to save my fucking life. 5:30 in the morning, the morning that the iTunes 4.9 came out, here I am at fucking 5:30 in the morning, and I'm saying the thing came out, as far as I know, somewhere between like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning. By 5:30, I was in balls deep in my RSS code, putting in all the special tags and, you know, coming up with all the formatted graphics and figuring out how to make my blog software spit out all the stuff that iTunes wanted. And I submitted my feed, and I, over the next, you know, few days, I tweaked it and I made sure everything was perfect. I can't get in. They just do not seem to give a flying rat's ass about me. I figured there'd be, you know, a huge wait because of the number of shows that they were going to get. I mean, you got to figure thousands of people are dumping feeds on them, you know, the first week or whatever. So I figured there'd be some delay, but one, Jobs said in his little keynote that it would ship with a directory of 8,000 podcasts. It didn't. You know, I'm already listed in all the directories. If they had just taken those listings, we'd be golden. So I wait. I know people that have shows, they submitted them like 4 or 5 days ago. They're listed already. Look at Dig Nation, the new Kevin Rose podcast. It's a week old. They just released their second episode. It's already listed in iTunes. It didn't exist when iTunes 4.9 came out. The show didn't exist, and it's already listed. That just seems mighty, mighty peculiar. Couple that with the fact that, you know, there have been shows that have been delisted, and there's a common thread between all of the shows that can't get on and the shows that were delisted. And the common thread is adult content of one kind or another.
You motherless fucking whores.
One show, The Daily Download, yeah, it's kind of benign, except for, you know, the fact that the host only records the show while he's taking a dump. They pulled it, and it seems a day or so ago they returned it under what, to me, seems like less than honest circumstances. I guess they said something about it not having an explicit tag or whatever. I saw an explicit tag, but hey, at least he's back. You know, he was a top 100 show and they yanked it. I read at least three different instances of sex talk podcasts that have gotten pulled. And I know personally that there are certain shows, among them a couple in the Pod Alliance, that cannot get in. It's just not cool. What's less cool about it is that there are shows that have just absolutely filthy content, which I love, by the way, I'm not complaining, and these shows are listed. I think the difference here is those particular shows are being heavily promoted by Apple because they have a deal with Adam Curry and the Pod Show Group. And I'm not knocking anybody who has a deal. Fuck Adam, dude, I'll take a deal tomorrow. I'm not saying, you know, I'm a victim of some big conspiracy. If I never make it onto the Apple directory, fuck it, so be it. All I'm saying is, it's starting to look like Apple is trying to keep certain people out of the party. And it's not cool. You know, I know I can't get in. I know Soccer Girl is having a horrible time trying to get listed. And you can just add this to the list of reasons that I don't understand about why people treat Apple with such fanaticism, why they're so devoted toward it as an entity. Apple treats their fans and their customers like shit. And yet, people love the abuse. So anyway, if you guys wanted to hit the Apple feedback site, I'll put a link to that in the show notes and ask, you know, just ask them, hey, why isn't the StarCast listed? You know, go ahead. Wouldn't be the worst thing anybody ever did. Let Apple know, the Starkites, the Starkovians, the Starkatologists, well, you fuckers, tell them you won't be denied. Mobilize, my minions! Mobilize, go forth and smite those from Cupertino.
It was a dark and stormy night. The rain was coming down like sheets of lead. And me? I was alone, listening to the StarkCast. I found it on that crazy mixed-up internet at StarkCast.com.
And now a word from our sponsors.
In today's uncertain world, you need to know that you can protect yourself, the ones you love, and most importantly, the stuff you buy. That's why we at Smythe & Wesson have developed a new firearm designed for you, the average American. Introducing the Smythe & Wesson Hey Fuck You, I Worked Hard for This Shit 523J. This state-of-the-art firearm offers the latest in modern revolver technology. A case-hardened weatherized frame, tritium night sights, custom hand grips, and a smooth double-action trigger. We'd also like to announce our latest technology, the Smith & Wesson Owner Recognition System. This patented technology comes in the form of a receipt stating you paid for the firearm. When coupled with our extensive training program, which teaches you to have the weapon with you at all times, you can see how this owner recognition system is absolutely fail-proof. The Smith & Wesson Hey Fuck You I Worked Hard For This Shit 523J comes in 454 queso, and our latest in-house created caliber, 753, makes a big-ass hole. Please contact us for physical requirements to fire the 753 and consult a physician before purchase. The Smith & Wesson Hey Fuck You I Worked Hard For This Shit 523J. Because your shit is worth money, and that thieving cocksucker doesn't deserve it. Or his internal organs.
You have a voicemail. You have a voicemail. You have a voicemail.
All right, Jesus.
You have a voicemail.
All right. I was going to do another segment here, but I guess we have to check the voicemails again since the Bitchotron 4000 is so insistent about it. Wait, is that
about the voting? I think I voted for you.
Is that Kilroy again?
Link, but I have no idea. I don't even know where to see the stats on who's winning or not.
He's still talking.
Let's see. My local politicians are Brownback, Roberts, and Morrison.
Okay. That's.
I could name my county commissioners too for you. And my
reference
mayor.
From the
I'll
apathy two-minute rant.
They banned me. I'm just the insane person now.
All right, you know what? I don't think that Kilroy's ever heard of the word brevity. I'm going to just cut him off real quick and skip ahead to the next call.
Yes, this is Bruce calling from San Francisco. I find your show offensive, derogatory to everything that I hold dear.
Ugh, uptight.
I think your voice is hot.
Oh.
Gets me hot.
Yeah, baby.
You have no idea. I want to do you dirty Republican bastard. I'll call you back later. I have to go masturbate. Bye.
Oh, well, I guess thanks for that, Bruce. I'm flattered. Sure, you're cute and all, but I'm kind of spoken for, dude. I also just wanted to mention that I like the vaginas. You know, that one time that you saw me in that rest stop bathroom, I was afraid that guy was going to fall. I mean, his pants were around his goddamn ankles. Listen, why do those, you know, those types keep thinking I'm one of them?
I'm gay. I think the drug made me that way.
He's gay! He's gay!
No, I'm not.
He's gay!
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not gay, regardless of anything that you may have seen or videotaped or read on the internet. I'm not gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Right, Harold?
Oh, no! No, of course not.
You're listening to the Starkcast.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
Clearly, I am the victim of some kind of insane conspiracy here. I'll not have it! We're moving on. I found the story that I wanted to mention. It's, well, it's just fucking stupid. A group of Writers Guild members are suing the producers of certain reality TV shows. First of all, why do reality TV shows need so many friggin' writers? You need a guy to write the host's dialogue, but why do you need writers for the reality? It's a kind of a strange disconnect. It's like documentaries that, you know, have a full script. I don't get that one either. Anyway, they're suing and claiming, I quote, sweatshop conditions. So right away, of course, I want to punch them all in the fucking balls. Sweatshop? Come on. Anytime you use blown-out language like that to describe what your job is, setting words to paper for a living. That's what you do. So anytime that you use blown-out language like that to describe what is essentially doing almost no labor whatsoever, you're automatically a first-class douchebag. At that point, I don't give a fuck if they're being forced to have sex with Lindy Englund and being posed in naked man piles. I don't give a shit. Sweatshop? That's such a pussy move. You know, it's such a a victim way to posture yourself.
Geez, you're a little irritable. What's the matter? You got some sand in your vagina?
The shows against which they're filing these lawsuits? It's the people that made The Bachelor and Are You Hot? Holy shit! You mean to tell me the people that made the riveting, life-altering tour de forces Are You Hot and The Bachelor are unscrupulous bastards? Oh, say it ain't so, Joe, say it ain't so! You gotta get this, idiot. What we're responding to is conditions that can outrage the conscience, said Daniel Petrie Jr., president of the Writers Guild of America West. Fuck you, Petrie. Call me when you earn 80 cents a day and someone threatens to kill your family if you don't sew the Nike logo on, say, 355 shirts instead of the 345 that you did yesterday. Fuck, now the writers are victims. Next, we'll be hearing about how bad the key grips have it. Oh my God, I have to carry tape. If it was so bad, why didn't you leave? Quit your job. Do something else. Get another job. Put out your resume. Go write that novel you haven't touched in 6 years. I'll tell you why you didn't quit. Because you want to be in Hollywood, you want to kiss studio ass, and this way, you get to do that, and you get to be a victim. Everybody wins!
You're listening to the gentle sounds of the Starkcast.
Oh, you shit-faced cockmaster!
You have a voicemail. You have a voicemail.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
You have a voicemail.
What do you want, Bitchotron 4000? How many fucking voicemails do I have? All right. Let's check the machine.
All right. If I got anything else, let me think.
Oh, dear God.
No, not really. I was going to leave that. I don't know if you've ever seen that movie, Talk Radio.
Mm-hmm.
The hairband kid who screams at the end about, you know, the ad, you know, you're listening to. I was going to try that, but I just can't get the hairband sound down. But that would be pretty cool.
No!
Oh, my God. Hey, do you guys think that he might be high? Or maybe just really lonely? All right, back to the news. I want to thank Brady for sending me this next story as a suggestion to do on the show. It's a great science geek story, potentially huge lifesaver. A team of Japanese scientists have developed a drug that prevents HIV from entering human cells. And apparently the way it works, it bonds to a protein and sort of acts as a shield, I guess, really. And they say they did some human trials, I guess 40 patients, and it causes almost no side effects. So obviously I would think that, you know, current HIV patients would be glad of that if it's true, because that cocktail that everybody has to take causes almost as many problems as it solves. So the article doesn't say, though, if you can still transmit the virus to others if you have this this drug in your system. So it sounds to me like you're still a carrier, basically. It just doesn't get inside your cells and, you know, start to kill you. But, you know, I'm just saying, science marches forward. One day science will solve this problem. On the downside, though, I predict that in the short term, this team, their notes, all mentions of this drug will disappear off the face of the earth like that guy that made the car that runs on water. You'll never hear from them again. The drug companies, it's not in their best interest to cure anything because treatment is more profitable than cure. The bottom line is we're all victims of the pharmacological conspiracy cabal. Quick, somebody go get me my tinfoil hat.
Lady, it's hot. It's been a long day, and you don't want to be here any more than I do. So I'm going to make this simple. No more beating around.